Hey gang, good morning. Another episode of Zero Carb Journal, episode 39. Matt here as always. Good morning, you guys. Happy Sunday. How are ya? So it's 7:45, quarter to eight here on a Sunday morning. It's raining out, which is awesome. It's been started raining on Friday, about 2 p.m. I had totally planned on it. I'd been looking at the weather all week, and I had it right down to the hour of when it was hopefully going to start raining. I was so excited. I had a great week, you guys. How about you? I got a lot done, you guys. I got right into my week. I'm segueing back into the rain. I'm trying to like tie that up because really my whole week was just about getting ready for the rain. So I spent the week rounding up the end of my summer, pretty much going through all my summer lists and trying to finish off the last of things to do. Still have a lot of work to do in here. I left off finishing the inside of the shack here so I could get outside and stack some more wood and take care of some fences. And what else did I do? I used my excavator and put in some drainage around the shop and barn. And yeah, I had a really busy week. Had a good week. So let's go over it. Zero carb perspective, from a zero carb perspective. Jeez, I'm scattered this morning, you guys. Excuse me. I had a really good week, you guys. I really, really made a lot of progress, I feel like. So I'm feeling pretty dang good about the whole, my whole program here. So I left you guys last week. I had a couple sick days. I was frustrated, but you know, committed, and one of the biggest changes at the end of last week, as you guys will remember, was I just changed over to my own farm-raised beef and lamb. So that started on Friday. I had my first meal that last Friday, a week ago. Gave you guys an update how I'd been feeling. I'd gotten sick off the last of my store meals. And so this week I've been keeping things really strict. I just strictly ate, I mean, pretty much my whole freezer, as I told you guys, is ground beef and lamb. And it came out just about right. There's the beef they put in 2-pound packs and the lamb they put in 1-pound packs. So I've been mixing those, one of each a day. So I've had 3 pounds of meat a day, 2-to-1 beef to lamb burgers. So I've just been mixing those together, and man, they're so good, you guys. I'm so stoked. My beef came out awesome. My lamb too, but my meat came out awesome. I'm so excited. I have cooked a little bit of short ribs this week, and I've done some bone broth from some of the beef. I ate some roasted marrow and ate some of that. And I'm ecstatic. It's just delicious. So I'm really excited about moving forward. I think, well, it's funny. I go both ways with the livestock. Sometimes I'm about ready to get rid of all of them. And then the next day I'm ready to buy a whole bunch more. So I, lately though, I've been thinking, one of my goals, I'm going to try and get some work and get some money saved up. But one of my goals would be to try and buy maybe some feeders, some stocker calves next, at the first of the year. So, you know, early next spring, and raise them up because I can tell right now, you know, I raised my one bull for lamb that I put into the freezer, and that equals about 400 pounds of meat. Now that sounds really small, but you have to remember I had it all ground. So that's no bone. So that's edible meat. So that probably would have been, you know, 500 or 600 pounds of cuts. But at any rate, 400 pounds of ground beef, and geez, I'm looking at that. You know, I'm going to go through that in 4 months probably. So I think I need to, if I'm interested in raising all my own food, which I am, it's always been my goal, and I'm so close to being able to realize it. You know, now that I don't have spices or any of the accoutrements, it's so easy to actually literally raise all my own food. That I'd like to achieve that goal at least for, you know, 1 year cycle. It'd be really, I don't know, just a goal, I guess. It'd be cool, I think. I've been trying to do it forever. So I'm kind of, it's sort of fun basically to have all this stuff in my freezer now and to be going 4 months. In the past, you know, I would can all my veggies and, you know, work my butt off all summer growing stuff and setting the whole place up as a constant year-round input of food. You know, the farm up so I'd have year-round input of food and stuff preserved. And even then I would have to always purchase staples. I'd purchase rice, or I'd purchase, you know, I was growing my own wheat and grinding my own flour, but I, well, did I purchase flour at the end there? I think I was able to grow as much as I needed, but, you know, staples. I was buying coffee, I was buying spices, I was buying rice, I was buying sauces, condiments and stuff. And so, yeah, it's so great to have things whittled down to such a simple lifestyle that I don't need any of those things, that it's actually possible to literally provide all my own food. So that's been cool. I'm looking forward to maybe buying some stalker calves in the spring and seeing if I can raise up, you know, probably two for me and maybe four more for sale or something. I think I could do pretty well. So I bought that little bull for $1,000 last January or two Januaries ago. And I got about 300 pounds of ground from him, which is about equal to, you know, whatever, $1,000. If it's grass fed and homegrown, it's probably more, $1,200, $1,500 of equivalent purchased food. Plus he made at least Olivia, the one little calf, and hopefully another one still. I still don't know, but I'm thinking she's probably not pregnant. But at any rate, in an ideal world, you'd buy a bull for $1,000 and he would make a whole lot of babies and you'd still eat him and break even on him. So I guess I'm not the best at figuring the economics out of all that stuff, but it looks like it might work out. So I'm excited about my livestock program moving forward. So we'll see how that goes. One thing about having a freezer full of food, I don't have to go to town. So that's been good and bad. I haven't seen another human all week. Oh, no, that's not true. I went to town on Monday and I went to a store. So I did see a person. I did see a human 6 days ago or whatever. So, you know, that's good and bad. I am running things pretty close to the bone right now. I'm super excited about my, you know, sustainable income, living at home goal. I'm really close. If I keep things really close to the bone, I think I'm going to make it, you guys. I think I can just stay the course, keep working on my stove stuff and keep working on my, you know, my goals here, without moving backwards. But at the same time, I'm not able to move forwards very fast because I don't have the means to go out and about and meet people or, you know, purchase anything I might need to move my projects forward a little faster, which is fine. I really enjoy it, actually living really frugally and staying close, you know, keeping things tight. And I'm really excited about my next goal of really, you know, I'm over the got out of the credit card debt and I'm over figuring out this diet stuff. And so I'm really looking forward to moving forward on, trying to figure out how to make my living from here in a way that meets my goals. So I feel like I'm really close. And it's pretty exciting, but like I say, what it means is I'm not, you know, going out or anywhere. So I'm getting back into my practice of being here now, staying right here in the moment and staying way up and really stoked on, you know, every moment of the day and the fact that I get to be here, that I've been given this gift of life and in such a beautiful place, and how appreciative I am every moment. So I've been good. I've been doing yoga and meditating, and I did some reading this week, which I almost never do. Kind of slowing down a little bit, heading into fall here. So feels great, you guys. I feel really good. So my health, I feel fantastic. Changing to my grass-fed food, my homegrown, nutrient-rich grass-fed food from that cheapest of the cheap store-bought food has been pretty cool in the sense that well, one, I talked about the flavor. I really enjoyed, you know, the food that I have grown, and I am preferring it flavor-wise to the store-bought, which, you know, I'll flip back and forth depending on what I'm eating, but sometimes you'll get a bad cow. You know, if you slaughter one, you'll get one that's just gamey, and you never really start liking it. You just kind of work through it. I've had those before, and this just seems great. It seems like my favorite, so I'm excited about that. From a standpoint of how I feel physically, you know, I've been really trying to evaluate if I feel any different or any better. And I can't say that I do. I can't say that I feel like I've gained, you know, some nutritional component that makes a difference that I can, you know, put my finger on. I do feel good. I didn't get sick. I'm eating a lot leaner than I was. So I'm never eating as much fat. So I still am pretty sure that me getting sick was just a fat issue. My pee is a lot more yellow, so that's pretty cool. I actually noticed that almost right away, and it's been consistent. So I definitely am getting more nutrients. There's no question about that. So, but whether I feel like whether I wasn't getting enough on the store-bought ground beef, you know, my contention was that I was getting plenty. My contention was that is that all beef, at least in the levels that I eat, is adequate for me to thrive on nutritionally, that I don't need supplements. I don't need to worry about things that I might be short on because I seem to be operating at an optimal level. And I still believe that. Yes, I believe there's more nutrients. Of course, there are in the grass-fed. But like I said, have said in the past, I feel like it's the difference between taking an adequate multivitamin and getting all you need, or taking four of them. You know, I do feel like all, you know, meat that we eat has enough to provide us with everything we need. So that said, as you guys know, I'm a hippie at heart. I love the fact that I'm back on my grass-fed for environmental reasons, just raising it myself, you know, independence reasons and nutritional reasons as well. As much as I like to stand up for all of the beef that's out there, I will say I do appreciate, you know, eating my own food and that was grown here on my grass, and that I know I didn't spray anything with glyphosate in the last 10 years. I used to. God, I was terrible. I read an organic gardening book that started your garden with, you know, starting with a clean slate by spraying with Roundup. You may have read the same book. He was a pretty popular, he's supposed to be an organic hippie gardener, but he started his book with that. And when I moved here, I bought into it because I was like, cool, he's organic, I'm organic. It's been a long time since I sprayed anything like that or used any chemicals. I was a hippie at heart, and I learned quickly. I got into permaculture a long time ago, so I really started getting rid of all that stuff fast, but I did do it a long time ago. But at any rate, really nice to know what's in my meat and not in my meat, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. Now that said, you know, every piece of land has some history and contamination, and I definitely have my concerns here. That my property was owned by folks who ran a log truck business. They drove log trucks out of here for 30 years, and they had five trucks. And you know, my shop, when I moved in, the grease on the floor was literally that thick. You know, I had to scrape it off with flat shovels and do a lot of remediation. Back of the shop area, which was supposed to be a horse stall, was full of brake parts and transmissions and things, and a lot of seepage into the ground. So that part's pretty ugly. There's no one above me. There's never been anyone above me. It's all national forest going to be a park from here on up. So I feel pretty good about that. There's no my water course. I start from a spring, and you know, the headwaters are right here in my little wet forest area here. So, you know, I feel pretty good about what goes into my food, but we can always do better, and I'm sure trying. So doing my best to keep any running water from going through any of those contaminated areas and back into the pastures or into the creeks. I try and contain them. I've done a bunch of, like I said, just this week I was working on drainage and culverts. That's all part and parcel of that program. So feels good, you guys. It feels really good. So anyways, enough about me. I sure hope you guys are doing good. How are you? You guys been sticking to your zero carb program and hitting your goals, I hope, moving forward and making progress. You know, let's see, this week I was outside quite a bit because it was sunny. It was really nice. I didn't do a lot, spend a lot of time online. I think I still have quite a few of you guys to get back to in the comments. You know, I apologize about that. I really mean to do better, but yeah, so many things online pull me so many different directions. My stove business is of course busy right now. I end up spending at least an hour, probably a few more most days online, talking to people who are building them and doing emails and working on my website and things like that. So yeah, anyways, I'd like to do a little better, and I'll try to, but I hope you guys are doing good. And I don't have a lot to talk about in terms of the goings on out there in the zero carb world. I'm feeling pretty calm today. I'm feeling pretty centered and yeah, like I said, not frustrated with being sick, healthy and focused on my progress here and committed to my program. So, what can I tell you guys about zero carb other than just stay the course and don't second guess yourselves and keep observing how you're feeling. And I think you're going to make great progress. So I guess I don't have much to say today, you guys. It's, I woke up thinking, boy, I really don't have any, topic for Zero Carb Journal today. So I guess I really have been, it's pretty cool, actually. It's an indication that I've been, that I'm really settled in and confident, and that I haven't been, you know, thinking about it too much. I've just been moving and, you know, making progress in other parts of life. So that's pretty cool. But I'm sure I'll have more thoughts and stuff to talk about here in the future. So anyways, I think I'll just leave it at that for now, you guys. Keep it a short one. I guess about 15 minutes or so. And get into this week and see what kind of progress we can make. So let me know if there's anything I can share with you guys. Any questions you have or topics you'd like me to go over. And as always, thank you guys so much for all your friendly comments and support. I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. Hope you're feeling the beginnings of fall with anticipation and joy in your hearts like I am. I'm really excited about the rain and the gray and the cold. Got my fire going, and I'm really excited about fall for some reason. It feels like I'm ready. So I've got a lot of inside kind of projects and progress planned here and over the next coming months, and some of that's going to include you guys. So I'm looking forward to getting into this fall, getting into a little bit more creative time. I usually get my physical work on hard in the summer, and then this is when I really seem to get a lot of content created and move forward on my stoves and videos and stuff. So looking forward to that, sharing more with you guys in the coming weeks, and really looking forward to hanging out with you guys a little more online. So I'd still like to get that live video going one of these days. I'll take time to figure out what I need to do that. So anyways, you guys, I guess that's enough for now. I'll wrap it up, and I sure hope you guys are making progress and having a great week. I sure appreciate all your comments and support. I'm feeling real good about where I'm at. I still, you know, I have a doctor's appointment coming up in about a month or so. So I'm still right. I wrote down all the things that we talked about over the last couple of weeks when I was sick. And I'm still going to chase, you know, my ultimate health. I haven't forgotten that I had some gallbladder attacks or something like that. So I'm still researching that stuff and hoping to move forward there, but I'm feeling good. It hasn't been an issue. And that all makes me real happy. So anyways, thank you guys as always for your questions and comments. And I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you guys next week. Alrighty. Thanks a lot for watching, you guys. See you next time.